Relay, Changing Lanes, Book 1. Written by Layla Rain. Narrated by Nick J. Russo. Chapter 1. Dane slammed the wall beneath the starting block so hard the tips of his fingers bent back and pain shot down his knuckles. With Moe's wake a lane over lapping at his side, Dane hadn't let up, charging hard to the very end of the 100-meter race. He pushed off the wall and broke the water's surface, gasping for breath as he tore off his cap and goggles. The crowd roared. He twisted to check the stadium's giant scoreboard and understood why. He'd hoped that's what the ruckus was all about.
"You bastard!"
came a laughing shout beside him. Dane sloshed around to face his grinning mentor. Moe had finished 2/100ths of a second behind him, both of them shattering Moe's existing freestyle record.
"Not too bad yourself, old man. Madrid, here we come."
Dane clasped Moe's offered hand and held their arms aloft in victory, the crowd cheering louder. They'd done the same at countless other meets when they'd swum together at UNC, but this was the first time they'd both competed at the Olympic trials. They climbed out of the pool, and Moe slapped him on the back.
"I'd say you're healed up just fine."
Not even a slight twinge of pain. It had been a while now since Dane had felt any after effects of the injury that had sidelined him during the last games.
"I've been back on the circuit for 2 years. Are you getting senile in your old age?"
At 30, Moe was far from old, but he would be the oldest member of the USA swimming squad.
"You've been back, but now you're up to full speed. Better than."
He pointed at the scoreboard as they finished toweling off.
"That's what we need. Good job, Ellis."
Dane basked in the praise until two swimmers strolled out of the tunnel. Lockstep, arms thrown over each other's shoulders, one had a flystroker's massive upper body, much of it covered with tattoos, and blonde dreadlocks piled atop his head. Sebastian Stewart, California native and the world's best at butterfly. The other swimmer was leaner in build, a backstroker, but no less ripped, his light brown skin and dark curls glowing under the arena's lights. He'd been scarce since Dane's return, rumors flying about a sick family member, but there was no mistaking Alejandro Cantu. Dane would never forget that body or those deep brown eyes. Lifting and clashing with his, those eyes were no less captivating in the here and now, freezing Dane to the spot. He was caught between the past and present, between jealousy and envy.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?